So as someone who gets up at 4 a.m. each morning, I can guarantee you by the end of the week, I could seriously use a little bit of extra sleep. And it turns out research is telling us that I'm not alone. There are many others who are just not getting enough sleep. Joining us to have a chat about it today is clinical nutritionist with a special interest in sleep and weight from the Banyans Medical Centre, Tammy Spiller. Tammy, how are you doing today?
Excellent, thanks, Andrew.
You getting plenty of sleep?
More than you, sounds like. Getting up at 4 a.m. sounds pretty horrible.
Well, you know, it's what I do because what I love broadcasting, but I guarantee you by the end of the week, Thursdays and Fridays, I'm feeling a little bit average. Can I catch up on that sleep?
You can bank sleep a little bit, so you can bank it before you start the week. So, but it's difficult to kind of catch up later on, but there are things you can do to help yourself sleep when you get home in the evening.
So the research suggests that I'm not alone, that nearly two-thirds of Australians might actually be in the same boat. We're just not getting decent sleep.
Australians really are struggling to have sleep. Our research is showing that nearly one in two are saying that they're not getting enough sleep, but also that stress is the thing that's impacting their sleep the most.
Ooh. What can we do about it then?
I think quality sleep is really important, both for our physical and our mental health. And I think that when I see clients, I know that we do run through some basic sleep hygiene measures. But often I just say to people, it's good to think of ourselves like big kids, really. Kids respond to a sleep routine. What we're doing is feeding into the cues their body has to sleep. And adults can do that too, set themselves up with a good routine that responds to those cues and triggers our body to get to sleep.
Well, my routine is to try and be in bed by at the least 8 o'clock each night, but I don't always manage it because life gets in the way. That's basically why I end up being a bit tired towards the end of the week.
I think it's really common because adults, we like to have that bit of quiet time at the end of the day once
Yes.
we've done all our chores, and we feel like we're giving that to ourselves. Rather than going to bed, we sit down or look at our computer or watch TV. But setting up a really predictable routine and actually creating some dark in your house and quiet environments is better sort of self-care than switching on the TV for a couple of brain-dead hours.
So would you recommend putting something over our eyes, for want of a better term, eye patches and maybe even earplugs to ensure that we're very much, not going to be disturbed by anything?
Yeah, I think that's a good sensory response. I think the world is much brighter and louder than it ever was, and we're not responding to normal things in the night sky because there's light. So if you can create a dark environment, whether that's a mask or earplugs to keep out that noise, that's perfect.
Tammy, what is the result of regularly not getting enough sleep, aside from being that crabby person at work who's just snaps at everybody?
Well, I think that's what people notice most is irritability at first. But over the long term, what happens is that our hormones, which are controlled when we sleep, and the neurotransmitters that are released, those things aren't done at the right times because we're awake for too long in the evening. And that can lead to cardiovascular disease, weight gain, diabetes. And long term, especially with the extra stress we have in our lives now, is mental health disorders.
So really, it's just as good an idea. If you can stick to a plan of getting yourself 8 hours sleep each night, then you're well on your way to making sure that you're properly rested.
Yeah, look, 8 hours is ideal. And if you're not getting 8 hours every night, finding some way to catch up on that sleep and create a regular routine for yourself.
All right, we'll make sure we get some decent sleep so that we're a bit nicer to be around and for our own health as well. Tammy Spiller, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thank you, Andrew.